Hundreds of workers, families, and union members from Hayfield marched down Exhibition Street this morning in a protest to stop the closure of the Hayfield timber mill. Over 30 logging trucks arrived early in the morning to block the streets outside State Parliament House. The protesters were calling on the Andrews government to take action as the impending closure of Australia's largest hardwood mill is putting 260 jobs at stake. Mill worker Joseph Stoddart isn't hopeful about his future.
It will mean I have to go find another job somewhere else. I'm sort of in between homes at the moment with my partner and at Hayfield. I can't really travel from Trafalgar to Hayfield once a week.
Just last week, it was announced that the Australian Sustainable Hardwoods Mill would be closing down in September of 2018 due to a lack of timber supply. There's talk of moving the timber mill's operations to Tasmania, though closure of the site in Hayfield will mean a devastating impact on the community.
There's no other industry in Hayfield, so that'll mean people will have to move away. Already we've had people apply for loans to build houses, they've been knocked back, and that was before the decision was made about the timber. It was just the uncertainty, the banks wouldn't loan the money.
It'll be decimated. Hayfield will just slowly turn into a ghost town. Simply put,
our son, he's only 3 and a half. By the time he goes to school, what's going to happen?
He won't know what Hayfield is.
No, that's right. Hayfield's timber town. That's what it's always been.
Dr. Chris Taylor from the Melbourne Sustainable Society Institute says that there is simply not enough ash forest in Victoria to meet the demand of timber as a result of 2009 bushfires.
The current levels can't be sustained. There's a biophysical limit. It's like a fishery that's been depleted. If the fish are not there, you cannot fish there. And the same thing is happening in the forest.
Dr. Taylor and Hayfield locals hold that mismanagement by the state government is accountable for the lack of timber supply.
The state government doesn't manage its wood yields for the potential impacts of a fire. So what they do is that they run the forest as if a fire never actually burns through.
The government's got the power to do everything. They've got the power to keep people in jobs. The whole thing is caused by mismanagement.
The Hayfield community is still hopeful that action can be taken to keep their livelihood and to stop the closure of their mill. Elizabeth Pillage reports.